from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bernstein and Holmes.
I hate being a fan of this team.
On Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Crowd at its feet here at Wrigley Field. Trying to start a rally. Cubs down to their last strike. The payoff pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. As Santana gets Swanson with the slider. And the Pirates end the Cubs winning streak at six. They rally from behind to beat the Cubs in the opener of this three-game set, 5-3.
Not great. It was the reminder that you need every once in a while that there's, when you're playing a Major League Baseball team, every out is precious. There's only one team that is nominally in the major leagues right now that I wouldn't say is a Major League Baseball team. The rules don't apply to that team. But
are they the team that won't be named? Who do you mean?
The White Sox are not a serious baseball team.
Go White Sox.
When you say every out's precious and every out matters, it doesn't against the White Sox. They are not a serious baseball team.
Well, they are.
No, they're.
It's like the fact that it's even worse than anyone could have thought is crazy.
Just absolutely beyond embarrassment at this point. But I will say the Pirates have a couple guys who can hurt you. One of those guys is Brian Reynolds. He's the guy with 22 home runs this year. Don't make a mistake to him. You're leading 3-0. Not that guy, not that time, not that pitch. Those are the things that you can't do. And sometimes you get beat. So when you see some of these pitches that like Bobby Witt Jr. hits that are just ridiculous, and something to Vlad Guerrero Jr., you're going to make a pitcher's pitch. And some guys, not that pitch to that guy at that time. And don't walk, guys. Don't put people on base ahead of that part of the order. That's the only part of the order that can hurt you.
I mean,
2-3-4.
Yes, we'll get to that. But that's not really the big story of the Cubs. The story is that Justin Steele got scratched, and it's like, oh, well, why did he get scratched? Well, there's something going on with his elbow, which is really scary. Here's what Jed Hoyer had to say about it on Mully and Haw.
What's wrong with Justin Steele, and how long will he be out?
Unclear. You know, we'll hopefully have some more information in the next day or two about how long it'll be. But, yeah, there's no question that anytime, a guy has any kind of arm issue, and especially a pitcher as important to us as Justin, obviously it's a concern. And, it wasn't like we knew about that. We're trying to manage it and trying to make a decision on it. So we knew going into the game that was going to be the case. The result of the game didn't make that night any easier.
It was his last start that you noticed something, right? Is that, and you're saying that you knew?
I was making a point that we obviously knew going into the game that he was going to be scratched. Okay. And so, yeah. Knowing that we were going to scratch him for today and knowing that, obviously the result of the game, David's right. It was certainly it was a restless night knowing those two things had occurred.
Okay. Ugh.
I blame me.
Why? Because he's supposed to be joining us on the 17th?
No, because I have the Justin Steele Cy Young ticket at 165-1.
Oh.
That's on me.
I jumped on that too. It's
as you should
there.
Have.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on, man. They corrected it very quickly after that start. It made sense to do.
And no, I don't regret it.
They said elbow, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe it's fine. I'm sure it's just tendonitis.
Well, it's often not fine. But they're being very tight-lipped. My guess is imaging today.
You would think. You would think that when that maybe Jed will talk with the beat today about it, or council will talk with the beat about it.
Or there's just a release of some kind. But my guess is that the MRI is being done right now.
You guys have more time to talk fishing.
if he's wearing the brace thing.
Yeah.
Don't even. Baseball coverage on The Score is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. My mother has a phrase that she uses all the time about worry. And, you know, as you know, I'm great at worrying. It's one of my best.
No.
My best overall skills. And I know I shouldn't, because I've always heard the line that worry is interest on a debt you may never owe, which is a lovely way to think about it. But my mother likes to say, don't trouble trouble until trouble troubles you. Another way of saying the same thing.
Kind of sounds like your mom's a bit of a gangster.
She says, don't trouble trouble until trouble troubles you. And I don't like hearing about a veteran pitcher with elbow soreness, because it almost never ends well.
Well, he has already had Tommy John surgery.
But in 2017, which is the new time window, it used to be
between 6 and 8 years, and this would be 7 years.
It used to be 8 to 10, and now they say 6 to 8 because of the number of breaking pitches, how hard the breaking pitches are thrown, and reliance on spin rate and movement and overall velocity. So let's hope for the best and hope he's okay. And then on the 17th, we'll have possible playoff baseball to talk instead of tuna fishing.
That would be great if that were the case.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.